on Tuesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon, the bye team were in Dungannon, and they just set up a gazebo in the square and served tea and coffee to folks and just tried to engage with people in the street. And to help them do that, they used a little questionnaire that Christianity Explored had produced. And the last question on the questionnaire is a very interesting one. It goes like this. If you could ask God one question and you knew it would be answered, what would your question be? And that was a very interesting question on the street, and there were lots of different answers that people gave. But one man gave a very interesting answer. He said, if I could ask God one question and I knew it would be answered, what would it be? And straight away he said, I would ask him, am I on the right path? Am I on the right path? Here was a man who wasn't sure if he was on the right path. As we talked to him, we discovered he was a very spiritual man, into spirituality. But he wasn't quite sure if he was on the right path. And that's the question he wanted to ask God. Am I on the right path? And I thought that's a really good question to ask. And I think it shows that that man has a certain amount of light. So it does. And you see, the reason that's a really good question for that man, indeed for anybody to ask, am I on the right path? The reason that's such a good question is because there is a right path and there's a wrong path. So there is. And that man must have been aware of that. And it must have been puzzling him. He had a certain amount of light. He realized that there is a right path, there's a wrong path, there's a path that leads to God and there's a path that leads away from God. There's a path that leads to life and there's a path that leads to death. And this was puzzling him. Am I on the right path? It's a good question because you see, friends, as I said, there is a right path and there's a wrong path. And we see that in Matthew 7. In verses 13 and 14, Jesus said this. He says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. So there's one path. It says there's a wide gate and a way that is broad and it leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. But also, there is a narrow gate. It says it's a difficult way, but it leads to life, and there's few who find it. So no wonder that man was asking the question, am I on the right path? Because Scripture teaches us there's two paths. There is a path that leads to God, and there's a path that leads away from God. So there is. This path that leads away from God, we see in verse 13 of Matthew 7, it's an easy path. For it says the gate onto this path is wide. And it says the path itself is broad. So there's lots of liberty and license on this path. It's a path that you can do whatever you want on. It's an easy path. And we also see it's a crowded path. For it says that there's many on this path. Many go through this wide gate. So there are. But the other path, the right path, is different. It says it's got a narrow gate. It's difficult to enter this path. And there's maybe not as many on this path because it says there's few who find it. Few who find it. No wonder this man was puzzled. No wonder this was the question uppermost in his mind. A spiritual man after all. Am I on the right path? This man realized there's a right path and there's a wrong path. A path that leads to God and a path that leads away from God. A path that leads to destruction. And that's why we all need to be asking that question as well. Am I on the right path? Am I on the right path? But you know, that was a good question for a number of other reasons as well. You see, there is a path that looks like the right path, but it isn't. And that's maybe why this man was asking the question. There is a path that looks like the right path, but it's not the right path. We're reminded of that in Proverbs 14 and verse 12. It says this, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but its end is the way of death. Here's a path that looks right to man. It looks like the right path. There is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death. Another reason why we need to ask this question, why everybody needs to ask this question, am I on the right path? Because there are two different paths. There is a path also that looks right, but it isn't. But it isn't. And friends, as we talked and talked to that gentleman, the longer we talked, I think we were becoming more and more convinced that the path this man was on looked right, but it maybe wasn't the right path. And that's the danger. There's a path that looks right, but it's not the right path. Am I on the right path? Need to ask that question, so we do. And there's another reason why we need to ask that question. And I think this is the underlying reason why this man asked the question. Because you see, we will never know peace until we're on the right path. We will never know peace until we know we're on the right path. As long as we're unsure about the path we're on, is it the right path, is it not? As long as we're in that place, we will never know peace. So we won't. And we see this every day, don't we? I remember in 1993, whenever I went to London for those few years, never been there before, and started to travel with public transport and started to use the underground for the very first time. I remember my first few journeys weren't very pleasant because I knew where I wanted to go. And I would go down into the underground and there would be a train on this side and another one on this side. And I was thinking, which one will take me to where I want to go? And I would get on the train, but I would sit on the edge of my seat, nervously wondering, is this train going to where I want to go? And I'd be looking out the window into every station we would come to, looking for some sign that indicated, that suggested to me, yes, you're on the right train, you're on the right path. This train is going to where you want to go. The odd time, I had to get off at the next station and cross the platform because I was going the wrong way. And you see, because I didn't know that I was in the right train, I had no peace. I couldn't sit back like everybody else and read or go to sleep. I didn't know that I was on the right path. And because I didn't know, I had no peace. And I think that about that dear man in Dungannon the other day. I don't think he's peace. Because I don't think he's sure if he's on the right path or not. It's not, friends, until we know we're in the right path. It's not until we're sure of that, that we can know peace. That we can sit back, that we can rest in Him as we've been singing, and get on with the rest of our lives. It's a good question to ask, am I on the right path? You see, it's a good question to ask also because, you know, it is possible to know you're on the right path. It is possible. And that's what we've just read here in John chapter 14. Jesus tells us here that we can know we're on the right path. It is possible to know you're on the right path. You see, listen to what Jesus says here in verse 4. He says to his disciples, where I go, you know, and the way you know. where I'm going, he says, you know where I'm going. And he says, you know the way. You know the way. And here Jesus was saying to these men, he was saying to them, you can know the right path. You know where I'm going. And you know the way. You know the way. You see, it's possible to know we're on the right path. Jesus says it. He doesn't hide it. He says, you know where I'm going, man. And the way you know. The way you know. We can know the right path. What a wonderful message, friends, to take to people. People like our friend in Dungannon, who's confused. Am I on the right path or not? I want to know, I need to know. Jesus tells us here in his word that we can know. We can know. He says, you know the way. You know the way. But also, friends, it is possible to know we're on the right path. But you know, it's possible to be confused about what the right path is. I think again, that's where our friend was. Confused. What is the right path? Is it what you say? Is it what someone else says? Possible to be confused. Look at verse 5. Listen to Thomas. Jesus has just said to Thomas and his friends, he has just said to them, you know where I'm going and you know the way. And to the amazement of Jesus, Thomas says this. He says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? How can we know the way? Here's a man who's confused about what the right path is. Jesus has just said to him, you know where I'm going. I've told you where I'm going, to my Father's house, to prepare a place for you. He says, I've told you where I'm going. You know the way. Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. Lord, how can we know the way? He was confused about what the right path is. Many people today are confused about what the right path is. Like our friend in Dungannon. And you know why they're confused? Well, they're confused because the devil has blinded their mind. You know, they're confused because they don't open the Word of God, and the Word of God isn't open for them. If they were to open the Word of God, and if we were to open it for them, they would see clearly what the right path is. Without the Word of God, they will never know what the right path is. They will be like Thomas. They will be confused. They will say, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Great responsibility on the church to take people to the Word of God and to show them and say, look, here's the path you need to be on. This is the way. That's why people are confused, because they're working it out for themselves. So they are. They're looking in all kinds of different places to find out what the right path is, but they're not looking where they need to look, in the Word of God. And that's why they're confused. But friends, tonight, maybe you're asking the question, am I on the right path? Maybe you know someone who's asking that question. I want to show you what the right path is. The path that will lead to life. The path that will lead to heaven and to home. We have it in verse 6. Jesus said to him, to Thomas, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Many times have you heard that verse. Jesus is showing us here what the path is, what the right path is. He says, I am the way. I am the way. I am the path. I am the path. You see, what we need to realize, friends, is the right path is through a person. The right path is not a path. We need to get rid of that notion. So many people are asking, am I on the right path? They think there's a path that leads to God. There's no path. The path is a person. The path is Jesus himself. It is through Jesus that we enter life. It is through Jesus himself, the one who says, I am the way. It is through him, that we can know life, know our sins forgiven, and know the hope of eternal salvation. See, the path is a person. It is a person. The path is not a religion. The path is not a set of rules. The path, there is no path. It's just a person. The person of Jesus Christ. And that's why so many people don't get it. They're looking for a path. They're looking for a religion. They're looking for a journey to take. But it's just in a person. It's just in trusting in a person. The person's their path. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. If we can put it like this, folks. If you're on the Jesus path tonight. If you've gone through him. If you're in Christ tonight. You can be sure from what Jesus says here that you're on the right path. You can be absolutely sure you're on the right path if you're in Christ tonight. Because not only does he say here, I am the way, but read on, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's think about those few words. He says, I'm the way, but I'm the truth. I'm the truth, and the life. The truth, what does that mean? Last October time, we were in Dublin, and we got lost in Dublin, so we did. And we ended up asking for directions. And the man was, we actually asked a taxi driver for directions. And he said, you just need to go up the road, take right, next roundabout, straight over, left, another right, over the next roundabout, and you're there. You're there. There was no doubt in his mind whatsoever. And you know, whenever I got back in the car after speaking to that man, I knew exactly I was going to get there. I knew exactly I was going to get to my destination. And the reason I knew that was because he was a taxi driver. And he probably knew every street and every alleyway in Dublin. So he did. He had complete knowledge of Dublin. So he had. And because of that, I trusted him and I believed what he said and I knew we would get there. Jesus says, I'm the truth. As I think about that, there's so many ways that we can look at that. But what Jesus is saying here, I am the one who knows everything about everything. I am the one with complete knowledge, perfect knowledge. I am the truth. And I'm telling you, I'm the way. I'm the way. I'm the way. If a taxi driver told you how to get to somewhere, you would believe him. Jesus here is the one with complete knowledge, complete truth. He says, I know everything about you. I know everything about life. I know everything from every realm. And I'm saying, I'm the way. And so, friends, tonight, if you've gone through Christ, you can be sure you're in the right path, because he says, I'm the truth. And he also says, I'm the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the life. Isn't that wonderful? What's he saying? He says, not just that I have life. I'm the one who sustains life. I'm the one who possesses life. I am the one with eternal life. And I'm saying to you, I'm the way. I'm the way. So if he's the one who possesses life, he is the one with eternal life, surely it makes sense, if we want to know eternal life, to be in him, to go through him. And then we will have eternal life. Oh, friends, tonight, if we're on the Jesus path, if we can put it like that, you can be sure you're on the right path. Because the one who says, I am the way, is the one who says, and the one who is the truth, and the one who is the life. But you can be sure for a number of other reasons. Because of where he is tonight. Where is he? Verse 2. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Where is he? He's in glory tonight. He's in heaven tonight. My friend, the other day, he wanted to get there. He wants to know, is he on the path that's going to take him to heaven? Jesus says tonight, I'm the way. I'm that path. I'm that path. And if you're in me, if you've come through me, you are on the right path. You will get there because I'm already there. And I know the way. I know the way. We can be sure, friends, we will get there. We can be sure we're in the right path if we're in Christ tonight because of where he is. He's in heaven tonight. He says, I go to prepare a place. But we can be sure we're in the right path for a number of other reasons. The path that will lead to heaven and to home, not just because of where he is, but because of what he's doing. What he's doing in verse 2. He says, I go to my Father's house to prepare a place for you. To prepare a place for you. It all makes sense, doesn't it? What is he doing? He's preparing us a place in heaven. So he is. And so he says, I'm the way. So doesn't it make sense that if he's preparing us a place in heaven, and he says here, I'm the way, if we're in him tonight, if we're on this path that we're talking about, doesn't it make sense that we're going to get there? We must be in the right path, because tonight he's preparing us a place. Then finally, not just what is he doing, but what's he going to do? Verse 3. He says, I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Wonderful words. He says, I go to prepare a place. That's what I'm doing now. But I'm going to come again and take you to be with myself. In that place, that where I am, there you may be also. Am I on the right path? What is the right path? Jesus says, I'm it. I'm the way. I am the way. And he says, if you're in me, if you've come through me, he says, I'm preparing you a place. I'm going to come again and take you to be with me in that place. You know, he doesn't want us to go on asking the question, am I on the right path? He doesn't want his disciples to live the rest of their lives wondering that. He says to them in verse 1, let not your hearts be troubled. He wants them to know they're in the right path. He says, I am the way, and I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And at this moment, I'm preparing a place for you. And I'm going to come again and take you to be with me in that place. I don't know how he could have made it any plainer, any clearer for us, to assure us that he's the right path, and to assure us that when we're in him, we are on that right path. Let's pray.